Сыню дала члынуть мри у краю сонця і степів, щоб загубить свої надії.
The Easter Ballad by Michael Minsky from the 2-CD collection called Bandura, Michael Minsky Songs of a Don Cossack. And while Michael Minsky was actually Russian by ethnicity, he fell in love with Ukrainian folk songs when he was in a displaced persons camp in Europe after the Second World War. And he went on to have a very illustrious career in opera, but he did also sing a lot of Ukrainian folk songs, recorded just scads and scads of LPs. He performed with the Banduriste based out of Detroit. He made many, many trips to the United States and sang Ukrainian folk songs as well as classical opera for many, many years, for decades. He passed away in the 1980s, and his wife is now restoring all of his collection of musical recordings. Quite a gargantuan task, and she's almost done. You can read all about it on the Nash Holis blog. There is an article there posted a couple of years ago with some links, and also many of these recordings are coming up on YouTube. This is one of a couple of seasonal tunes on this CD, and that, of course, was the Easter Ballad, very appropriately since tomorrow is Easter Sunday.
Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину.
Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have got a great program lined up for you. It is on a very seasonal theme. We've got Sylvia Molnar coming along with a recipe that was a listener contribution. It is for cool kobasa. And as well, Keith Perron will be along with news, and he's got stories about the new pope as well as the banking situation in neighboring Cyprus, and also a story about a Ukrainian couple separated by economics. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. For those celebrating on the Gregorian calendar, tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and also it is officially spring on the West Coast. So we've got music that will be celebrating those two events. We've got some Easter hymns and some spring songs as well. So coming up next, we've got the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir from Winnipeg, and a song that people are going to be hearing all day in church tomorrow, and for those that that are in mission churches, like here in Nanaimo, may be celebrating Easter Sunday on Saturday. So here is the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir with Christos Voskres and Voistino Voskres, and they translate as Christ is risen, indeed he is risen.
Субостата. На воскресний Бог, на воскресний
Бог. О, пречесний і животворящий,
на воскресний Бог, на воскресний Бог. На
воскресний Бог, на воскресний Бог. На воскресний Бог, на воскресний Бог. На воскресний Бог, на
воскресний
Бог. І зовсім не святий день, і єдиний, і присно, і вовіки віков. Амінь.
Воскреснен Бог.
Да воскреснен Бог, да розкочаться образи Його.
Да воскреснен Бог, да розкочаться образи Його.
And that was a group called The Heavenly Hosts from Lviv, Ukraine, and Let God Arise. And if you were having a little bit of trouble understanding the words, if you they threw you off just a little bit, it might be because it is actually not sung in Ukrainian. That is Old Church Slavonic, which is sort of the Ukrainian, Eastern European, Eastern Christian answer to Latin that the Roman Catholics have. So it's sort of a universal church language at Old Church Slavonic. And again, that was Heavenly Hosts from their CD by the same title, Let God Arise.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Kobasa is traditional Ukrainian garlic sausage and arguably the most ubiquitous and beloved of Ukrainian meats. This original and unique recipe comes from a listener in Ukraine who shared it a while back on the Nosh Hollows blog. To make it, you will need 1/2 pound lean kubasa, sliced 1/2 inch thick, 1/4 pound bacon, sliced, 1/4 pound salt pork, diced, or 1/4 cup olive oil, 5 large potatoes, baked, peeled, and quartered, 1 large onion, sliced thinly in rings. In a large skillet, over medium-low heat, fry the onion with the sliced salt pork or oil until the onions are soft and slightly caramelized. Add in the sliced bacon and fry until crisp. Then add in the slices of kubasa and potato wedges, mixing to coat with onion and bacon and to heat through. Sprinkle with salt to taste. This serves 5 to 6. According to our listener who shared this recipe, contemporary Ukrainians serve this hearty dish with sauerkraut salad and a shot of ice-cold vodka. We just had to share this unique and tasty recipe with you. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Розлило, розлило.
song called Vesnyanka, which translates as spring song, and it was performed by two Winnipeg-born sisters, Olesya and Andriana Chuchman. This is from a CD that they recorded a few years back called Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, and one of the sisters is a music teacher in Winnipeg. The other one has gone on to an opera career. Andriana Chuchman has been out and about. She's been studying in Chicago, and she's been performing quite a bit in the last few years, making quite a career for herself, making the hometown quite proud of her. And again, that was Vesnyanka by the Chuchman sisters from their CD, Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights. We're going to stay on the spring theme. We've got a group from Toronto standing by. Now, this is going back a few years. This is from a recording that was made back in the early 1970s on vinyl, and it is by a group called the Kalena Trio, and the song is Ana Vesni, in the springtime.
Ana Vesni, yakai zazelenie, a moi ochi spudilisi snu, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була любе, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була б я вишорти, а він другий подав шатіло ручку і обіцяв з нею женитися, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя.
Listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. We'll be right back. from a CD called Bukovinian and Hutzel Songs by a group appropriately named Pisanka, Duet Pisanka. That is the Easter egg duo. It kind of loses a little bit in the translation, as you can tell. Pisanka is the Ukrainian word for those gorgeous decorated Easter eggs. And that song was called Pisankovi Pitaleve, which translates as Iridescent Pisanka. Coming up next is an Easter canticle from a CD called Ukrainian Sacred Music, Christ is Risen, He is Risen Indeed. And this is a CD that I came across at the Ukrainian Orthodox Consistory in Winnipeg quite a few years ago, and it is an absolutely incredible CD. The choir is from the Holy Protectress Cathedral, Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Ivano-Frankivsk, Ukraine, and they teamed up with the Descent of the Holy Spirit Pro Cathedral, Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Regina, Canada, came up with this recording as a joint project. And here they are now with Easter Canticle 1, the Day of the Resurrection.
Thank you.
And that was Heavenly Hosts again from the CD Let God Arise and A Prayer for Ukraine, very beloved hymn known as Boje Veliki, God is Great.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, new pope impresses Ukrainian Catholics. The debt crisis in Cyprus has an effect on Ukrainian businesses. And then a human interest story of a Ukrainian woman that can't visit her husband in France. I'm Keith Parent. Many Ukrainian Catholics are overjoyed at the new pope, Pope Francis. He hails from Argentina. The reason for the excitement is that he speaks Ukrainian, and this is because he studied for a number of years with Ukrainian Jesuits. We have this story from Cynthia Foster.
The Ukrainian Catholic community has a particular affiliation with Pope Francis. The new pontiff, who's from Buenos Aires, was once mentored by Ukrainian priest Stepan Chmil and also speaks the language. Cardinal Huzar of the Greek Catholic Church in Ukraine was impressed when he met Francis 8 years ago. I hadn't met him before, but I knew he was from Argentina. Suddenly he said in Ukrainian, "Glory to our Lord Jesus Christ." I was very surprised. In the Ukrainian Orthodox community, many have welcomed the fact that the new pope is a Jesuit, committed to spreading the gospel. Orthodox Archbishop Yevstrati says, "Unfortunately, Europe is in urgent need of a new missionary, a new evangelism, as Francis's predecessor Benedict pointed out." Echoing the views of other Catholic leaders, Yevstrati says he hopes the new pope will help combat the secularization of European society, which has seen many turn away from religion.
This week, Cyprus is the latest country in Europe to receive a bailout for their sagging economy. Many countries have money invested in Cyprus banks, including Russia, Poland, Germany, and other countries. Also, a number of Ukrainian businessmen have invested deeply into banks in Cyprus. How will this affect those who have invested into the country? We have more now from Ron Nesbitt.
In the Cyprus banking crisis, almost all the focus has been on Russian money in accounts there, but Ukraine also has strong business and financial ties with the island. Many companies with Ukrainian links are incorporated in Cyprus, but experts say that they don't keep very large sums of money parked there, as it tends to quickly move on to tax havens. Ukraine's Prime Minister, Mykola Azarov, says his countrymen are far less exposed than the Russians. He said, "We can say that the losses for Ukraine will be way lower than for Russia. This is why Russia has reacted the way it has. For us, this won't have such a serious impact as for Moscow." And he added, maybe Ukrainians might think twice now about keeping their money abroad, as it seems it's safer at home. Ukrainian businesses are incorporated in Cyprus for the tax advantages that brings when they move their money there and then bring it back. This expert from an economic research think tank says events in Cyprus will disrupt that. Probably the oligarchs, the businessmen, will take some time to relocate their money in some other banks and other countries, and this may affect reduce the amount of investments coming into Ukraine. Banking secrecy laws make it difficult to know how much Ukrainian money is in Cyprus. Estimates range from less than 4 billion euros to more than 15 billion, but certainly much less than the totals of Russian cash.
And now for a story that has a lot of human interests. Imagine this. You're married, and your spouse goes to live overseas. The only problem is, to go visit them is a challenge, because the country that they're living in won't grant you a visa to go and see them. Well, this has happened to one woman in Ukraine whose husband is now living in France, as we hear from Mary Markson.
Olga won't be able to go and see her husband who lives in France. Both of them are Ukrainian. She used to go and visit him regularly, but since they got married back in December, she's had more trouble obtaining a visa from French authorities. It's not that I feel humiliated, but I feel helpless. I feel we don't have the same rights as young people from European countries. And that is the problem. The main preoccupation for young Ukrainians who want to see the world is visas. European embassies don't hand them out that easily. Simply submitting a request is a real obstacle course for the inhabitants of Donetsk, who live some 700 kilometers from the capital Kiev, home to most of the embassies. Many young Ukrainians dream of emigrating to Europe. In Donetsk, an industrial mining town in eastern Ukraine, the average monthly salary doesn't exceed 300 euros. Ukraine is the largest country on the European continent after Russia. It lies at the crossroads of Europe. To the west, the European Union and the dream of a better life. To the east, Moscow and its historic influence over Ukraine. Professor Todorov is a Europe specialist at Donetsk University.
Some young people have really lost hope, and all they think about is how to leave the country. But there are others who are hoping to stay and want to work hard to create better standards of life for themselves, to bring European standards of living to Ukraine.
Christina is one of these young Ukrainians who dream of a better life in Europe. She works as a tourism officer and says that soon Ukraine will be behind her.
I'm ready to migrate and to live in a country with higher standards. I hope the nice time will come in Ukraine because we have so many benefits. But I don't know when this time will come, and I have only 60 years or 70 years that I can live, so I'm not immortal.
More than 20 years after independence, surveys show nearly half of Ukrainians want closer ties with Europe, while one-third feel closer to their historical ally Russia. Most don't envisage EU accession for at least another 30 years.
The system itself in Ukraine, political, economic system, all the values that we have, they do not respond to the situation that right now in European Union is. And if we see, if we look at the countries like Bulgaria or Romania, who joined European Union quite not long time ago, we see that they are not successful. And I am afraid for my country to get the same risk.
Christina also works as a mentor for young foreigners who come and work in Ukraine as part of European exchange programs. Fabien is one of them. He's settled in well and has even swapped the traditional French croissant for a more Eastern borscht soup for breakfast. As part of his European voluntary service, Fabien teaches human rights and democracy at a Donetsk high school. International observers denounced last year's election as a backward step for democracy in Ukraine, marred by the abuse of power and the excessive role of money.
These values already exist here, but they're underdeveloped. The problem is there's a lack of civic education. There's not enough talk of the place of people in society. Not much thought, no real debate. When it comes to politics, people are disillusioned, understandably, and they don't want to get involved.
Back to Olga in another classroom. She's taking French lessons at the Alliance Française in Donetsk,
with the hope of joining the University of Toulouse. Whatever it takes, she's determined to go and join her husband.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. Until next week, I'm Keith Perron. See you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And that was some homegrown talent for you there from right here in Vancouver. That was the Eparchial Youth Choir from New Westminster. And it is from a CD called To You, O Lord, To Be Hospode, the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. And that was recorded back in 2000, and it was all youth at that time, mostly youth at that time. And 13 years ago, most of them are pretty much grown up, but it's very nice to have that recording. And it was commissioned in 1995 by the then newly consecrated and enthroned Bishop, Most Reverend Severian Yekomishin. And the recording was made, as I mentioned, in 2000, and it was under the direction of Sister Ruth Aney. And those two hymns were Bless the Lord, My Soul, and Bud Imya Hospodne, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. Now, speaking of children, we've got something a little more contemporary. It was released very, very recently, just within the last few weeks. And it is a delightful family trio, father and two daughters aged about 10 and 12. They reside in Britain. The father is well known to Nash Holos listeners. He is Stepan Pasichnik, known as Ludwig. And he is joined by his two daughters singing a cappella a traditional Ukrainian hymn, Chom Chom Chom, Why Oh Why My Native Land.
Chom Chom Chom, Zemle moja, tak lubate meni, tak lubate meni. Chom Chom Chom, Zemle moja, czaruje tak mnie krasa twoja. Czym, czym, czym manić mnie ptaszni twoje i śpiew zapaszni cwikły Chim, chim, chim,
строй твоїх, що тут плеве. Тем, 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 детельно знай, бо тут тепер ще світ узріла в ярлі.
Thank you.
And that was a song called Dandelions and Bees. And it is a collaboration between Ukrainian groups Umagma and Nameless. And the lyrics for the tune were written by Vasyl Makhno, a celebrated Ukrainian poet who's now living in New York. And it was inspired by life in Ukraine. And in keeping with that spring theme, up next is Sofia Rotaru from Ukraine, a celebrated singer with an illustrious career going back to the 1970s, and she is still going strong. She recorded a few years ago a song called Odna Kolena, and it is a song about family and unity and patriotism and all those things woven around the symbolism of the Kolena, which is the national tree of Ukraine. It's a high bush cranberry. And here she is now with that very song, Odna Kolena. very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому висказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вам такими словами мудрості. Господь тому помагає, хто на свій хліб чесно заробляє. And our proverb of the week translates as, even God helps those who earn their bread honestly. Well, our time is just about up, so to take us to the end, we've got Molodsi from Winnipeg and the early bird of spring. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos, thanks for listening. Until next time, do побачення.